Have you heard people say, I'm a pessimist, I lack motivation as things doesn't go my way, or I'm not focused? So what do you do? Welcome to the third episode of Inspiring Millions with Anjana. Today my guest is a homemaker. Yes, a homemaker who started to learn deep sea diving at the age of 49. In fact, her love for corals inspired her to learn swimming, and through her paintings, she has been trying to draw public attention to the devastating effects of climate change on marine life and the coastal community. Please join me to welcome Uma Mani, the protagonist of the film Coral Woman. And recently, a book titled Coral Woman, Dive into the Majestic World of Coral Reefs with Uma Mani, written by Lubiana Bandukwala and illustrated by Sanket Petkar, was released. Welcome, Umaji.
Thank you, Anjana.
So, Umaji, a film on Coral Woman and now a book about you. How do you feel?
I'm happy, but the film I wanted was only on coral reefs and not on me. But it was the director Priya Tuvasheri's idea of making a film about my journey and also about the coral reefs. So I wish it was coral reef gardens for the film, but it was her interest, which she said, okay. I'm so happy and inspired by your story, so I'm going to make your story. So that's how it happened. And the book also.
Right.
Harper and Collins published the book.
It's the publication, yes.
It was a surprise for me. And I'm happy.
Along the way, you have inspired many people. And so, Mari, when you first learned swimming and deep sea diving at 49, had you ever thought that you would reach this feat after nearly 5 to 6 years?
No, never. I had an idea about all this. After my first dive, I thought I would make a documentary on coral reefs, and I tried making one 15-minute video of two dives together. I made a 15-minute video, but I don't know the craft of making the documentary film. That is what I could make, a decent 15-minute video, not more than that. I don't know how to add a voice to it or sound to it, anything. So it was a movie kind, not the talkies kind of a documentary film. So, but I never thought it will, as you said, after 5 years, this is a very short period. But I'm happy coral reefs are gaining and garnering interest because of this film.
Because of the film and the book.
So,
and now the book, obviously.
Yes, and the book, that is the main thing about this. I'm so happy for the coral reefs and the oceans in general now.
Yes, definitely. I think this is the way forward, isn't it, Umaji? For the conservation of marine life. And so briefly tell us about...
Because awareness is the key.
Yes, correct. Without awareness, you can't do much, isn't it?
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So Umaji, briefly tell us about your journey so far. Like, you know, what struck you to learn swimming at that age, at 49? Is there any incident that triggered this thought in you?
I've been holding painting exhibition even before diving. I had held two exhibitions before diving. But once there was a comment, a very sarcastic comment as to how can you draw or paint something which you have not seen. I had this inkling of diving and swimming, but I never took it seriously until this person brought my attention or to this, it is a handicap of mine. That not able to see something and know more about it and drawing it and exhibiting it. So this I found, she had a valid point, and at a do or die kind of a situation, I thought I'm going to do it. So that's how it started. And it was just completely, I was thrown into the sea out of my comfort zone completely. I thought I'm going to do this. Anyway, I'm going to do this because this is what I'm going to, this is coral reefs. I want to do something for the coral reefs and I'm going to see them for real. Only then I'll do some justice for what I am painting or for what my passion is. So that's the justice for my passion. And that's what happened. That was the incident behind this. I had this inkling because I don't know swimming. I never had swam before. But when this person told this, so I thought, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to see the coral reefs for myself. So that's how it happened.
So that has been the turning point in your life, I guess.
Yes, literally, yes. I should thank that person because we should take
sometimes it's necessary to take
constructive criticism.
All these adversities. Yes, constructive, correct, constructive criticism to for the benefit of oneself. And if
if there is anything we could do something about it, and we should do it. So constructive criticism, that is what I see. That incident which changed
my
journey.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So what was the first impression when you saw the corals under the sea? I mean, till then you had only painted, you know, but later on when you jumped into the sea and saw corals, you know, with your own eyes, how was the feeling?
First, I refused to jump into the water because I was so scared. I had so much of weight that I was carrying. I don't know, something was preventing, but in spite of all that, I had to self-talk myself and I jumped into the water. I regret that I was standing there and why did I take such a brave measure and will I be able to do it properly, kind of a self-doubt I had. But once I jumped into the water and saw the coral reefs for real, oh my God, my joy knew no bounds and no regret. There was no looking back, literally.
There was no looking back after that.
Yes, after that and diving and watching corals and painting them, talking about them, reading more about it, talking to the researchers about it, spreading awareness. So it all started from that first vision, I would say. When I saw them in for real. So my journey took a 360 degrees turn from that on. That was the first time when I saw the coral. So beautiful. They looked much more beautiful and I thought, oh my God, I should do justice to this. When I paint them, when I talk about them, when I address their problems. And only when I saw the corals for real, oh my God, I was not just looking them. About the problems they had. I was watching them as coral reefs, something different, underwater gardens, but only then their problems I was able to understand when I saw them for real.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
You know, Umaji, when you said that you were carrying a huge bulk behind you, you know, before taking the jump. So how many kilos of, you know, what are the gears that you have to carry when you go for deep sea diving?
First thing is, I'm used to salwars and saris. So the diving suit is very tight and skin tight. So starting from that, the goggles, the mask rather, because we have to breathe into your mask, inside your mask, and you'll have to, the gear, the BCD, that is a buoyancy control device, that is like a suit, we have to wear it along with the cylinder. I must be around 10 kgs, not less than 10 kgs, and I was wearing a weight belt of 4 kilos around my waist. And the flippers, you cannot walk forward with flippers. When you wear flippers, you're supposed to walk backwards because you trip on yourself one feet on the other. So it is a combination of all the abnormal it's a movement of a person which is new to me. So that was all the gear about. That is what I can explain, the gear. It was not an easy one to handle. Everything was new to me.
Yes.
And all over, because this is 98% gear oriented, only 2% of skill, of swimming skills and presence of mind is needed when you dive. So 98% gear oriented,
right.
We cannot lose any of the gear underwater. So you'll have to be recheck with your body as to whether all the gear, everything's in place. Have you put all the buckles together? Are you wearing flippers? So we have this buddy check. So we check each other whether we are wearing everything which is necessary for the movement, for breathing, control buoyancy, and to know where we are. Do we have a dive computer? So everything has to be checked and rechecked before taking the plunge. So much of responsibility attached along with the weight. So now that has become a second nature now.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So initially, like, you are always draped in a sari, or you have been wearing salwar kameez. You know, how did you overcome all these, the obstacles, you know, created by the, you know, swimming gears?
I had to do this. I'm so determined. I thought even if I die in this process, I don't mind. I'm going to do this. So that kind of, I would say, the determination. I had to do this. I had to literally come out of my comfort zone and do this. Okay, whatever is required, I'm going to acquire that skill. I'm going to learn. I'm going to attain and be there. I just want to dive and see the coral reefs. That was my only objective. So I had to cross many hurdles, big and small, in different, which came in different patterns, just for this dive.
Right.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So, Maji, now you are also into paintings. You have been doing paintings before you learned deep sea diving, and your primary focus has always been corals. So tell us, you know, how does this work? Do you visualize them first or capture them in your camera?
Before, I used to take a camera, GoPro, I was still struggling with my buoyancy and the currents were all different. So holding a camera, and I'm not an expert diver. So I can dive, but I'm not that an expert to hold the camera and dive at the same time. So there was some experienced person who came with me, the dive master. I used to give my camera to that person. But now on this last dive, which I had in Netrani, November 7, 2021, that is 2 weeks before, I thought I'm not going to take my camera. I'm just going to be there, be present, watch the coral reefs, have that in my memory, come back and paint. So this gives me more pleasure and joy and being there in the present like a gift. So this I prefer, to be there. And then, because as soon as I come from the dive, I jot down everything in my logbook. So that is there. When I read my logbook, I have that memory of what I had. So I dive mentally, and now only on my memory. This time, only from my memory I'm going to paint.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Umaji, like, after nearly 2 years, and of course, no thanks to the pandemic, that you dived in Netrani in Karnataka, I'm sure you must have been elated to be back into the sea. Tell us, did you see any change in marine life and pollution level? You know, did you see any difference in the life underwater?
The thing is, I have not dived in the same dive spot which I had dived 2 years before. I dived in a different place. So I don't know how this place looked 2 years before. So if I have dived in the same dive spot, I could have noticed the changes. But definitely, the sea was much more cleaner. In Netrani, perhaps that was how the sea was, I was told. So it was cleaner. So since I dived in a different spot, I couldn't find out any
changes. Okay.
Any changes, yes.
And through your paintings, you know, Umaji, how do you spread awareness about corals, marine life, their conservation? You know, how do you spread?
Yeah, always, for example, I have a painting.
Visit schools and,
when I have a painting exhibition, for example, I'm taking 30 paintings. Each painting is of a different kind of a coral. So I put up a small note, neatly printed, about the details of the corals as to what family do they belong and where are they found, in which depth, and the ways, the color and everything about that coral. Every painting has a description next to them. Along with that, at least I have made 50 instructions kind about the coral reefs, about their benefits and their ways to protect and everything. Laminated sheets of instructions. So I always take it along with my painting exhibition. I put all this along with it, my painting exhibition. So it's not just a painting exhibition. So the information is also being given. And always there is a talk about the coral reefs before the inauguration of a painting exhibition. During the inauguration of the painting exhibition, there's a talk about my dives and the coral reefs. So people get introduced to it. So even people, if they are not present during that inauguration, they come and read about it, and I'm always around. So even if there is one person looking at the painting and having a doubt, I just go run to tell them, this is how you can take care of
it. Oh, tell them that this is what it is.
Yes. At least I think in Delhi, in India Habitat Center, I remember at least 100 times I could have rose from my chair to just go and tell even one person. I just go tell them and explain each and every painting as to where I saw, what inspired them, and about answer their questions. So that's how people go back home informed. Where some of them buy the painting, some of them at least know the information about what coral reefs are and how from their side they can do something or do their bit for the ocean.
Right, that's wonderful, Umaji, really wonderful.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
You know, Umaji, like when you learned swimming for the first time at the age of 49, so normally after 45, you know, people start saying that, okay, now, you know, the time has come for us to retire, or you should be more careful because now you have started to age, you'll be reaching 50 very soon. And like, even if you want to learn something, people will always, you know, most of them, we have heard people saying that, now, why do you want to learn? Because you are already in your autumn. Not autumn, it's, you know, at the age of 50, and now you should be more careful about your health and things like that. Did you come across any sort of these type of questions or any kind of obstacles from your friends, families?
Yes, Anjana, sure. That kind of situation. Yeah, happened. People who are close to me, out of concern, were asking, why do you want to go and do this? At this age, who's crying that you're not doing this kind of... Yes, I had a few people, women talk about it, but out of concern, because it's very new in my family at this age, somebody going out. I have very responsibility to get my son married off, but at this stage, I want to do something different. So they were such comments. But I thought, no, I'm so determined. I was just smiled it off. I smiled and I said, okay. Then I carried on with what I wanted to do. Because any kind of explanation, people may not understand. But I want to do this. So I just thanked them for their concern. And I carried on to do what I wanted to do in my own way. Because I was so determined that I wanted to do this.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
And what is a message to people who want to achieve something in life or have been a little disappointed, you know, with their achievement or with their own efforts?
Message, there are many people, achievers out there, but message, but from my experience, I would say never give up. And always life gives you second chance. Grab it. So that is what I did. When what I couldn't do it during my teenager or at the age of 25 or something, I got an all of us have that opportunity. We just have to observe it. It keeps coming in everybody's life. It keeps in front of our eyes. It comes. So grab it when it comes and hold it and make good use of it properly. And even if you fail, doesn't matter. We have done it. At least we have that satisfaction that we have done it. So never think about failures. Just keep going. It's so beautiful. You don't know what life has to give you. When you give life a little, it gives you back more.
Right. Beautiful message. Beautiful message, Umaji. So with this, this has been a thought-provoking and an inspiring conversation with you, Umaji. I'm sure after listening to Umaji, you are now charged up to take the leap that will lead you to your goal. Thank you for listening to Inspiring Millions with Anjana. Please join me next week to listen to another episode of an inspiring story. If you have been inspired by somebody or you know someone whose story needs to be told, then please write to me at inspiringmillionswithanjana@gmail.com. Till then, stay happy and healthy. Have a great week ahead.